Somebody's getting serenaded in the studio. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And my friends, Chris and Jenny Roney are here. They are the owners of Ace Unlocks. It's a family business. I said, what kind of song do y'all want this morning? And Jenny said, what was it, Jenny?
Love will keep us together.
She says, Captain and Tennille. I said, Captain and Tennille? I said, oh my Lord. I said, what's the story behind this song?
I don't know. It's just one that I've always liked, and we'll be driving down the road, and I'll put it on. And we'll sing and dance.
Well, she's got the she's got the dancing down, kind of like does. The Supremes, y'all. Yeah, so, and then Chris got a big
she'll
smile on his face.
Break out into song mid, She's like, oh my God, Captain Tennille.
He knows all the songs and the people that sing the songs. Oh, I know the song.
You know the song. You knew Captain and Tennille. I mean, that's one that's hard to forget. We've also got Howard Seaton hanging out with us this morning in the studio. Howard's one of our ADX digital marketing consultants and takes good care of all his clients. So, hey, Howard.
Love these guys. Yeah. I'm really, really happy that Jenny decided. You know, Meg, you guys go back quite a bit, right?
A lot of years. Decades.
16 years.
Yeah. At least. Yeah, decades. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. So I'm so excited. I'm like a little kid to have a good friend in this
studio. This is our fourth show, and every time I walk in, you go, where's Jenny? I'm like, oh, what about me?
Chris goes, what am I, chocolate?
Oh, I mean, come on.
Oh, you're the best, Chris.
We brought the big guns today.
Well, the reason I love these guys so much is because I can't tell you how many times they have literally saved my life. I'm really bad with keys. I'm known for that, and I have kept them in business for decades. He's given me a couple of tricks, which I won't share today, but the good news is that anytime I ever called, and it didn't matter, typically for me, I would get locked out Sunday night at 11 o'clock. You know, it's never convenient. I never get locked out during business hours. It's always sometime that's really inconvenient. But there's a lot going on right now this summer. I know y'all were really busy during the air show and so many other things. But talk a little bit about what makes your business so different from others and why we should call you guys. What is special about what you do?
Well, first of all, we're 24/7. So I like to say we're like Waffle House. You know, we're literally never closed. Mm-hmm. Even through hurricanes, it seems we're still open. And so when you do make that phone call at 11 o'clock at night, mm-hmm. you're going to get an answer.
And from our technician.
From an actual tech.
Yeah. It's not going to an office or a call center or recording.
It's someone that knows what they're talking about when you call them.
That makes a big difference.
And that's a great point right there.
And knows where you're at.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. there's nothing worse than calling a number and you don't know, you could be calling somebody in another state or even another country.
So
they don't
true.
Know the roads. They don't know, you know, so you're getting a local person. That's a really, really good point. And they're going to immediately give you an ETA, and they're going to tell you, they're going to give you a phone number back. So you'll absolutely be able to stay in contact the whole time, which is nice, mm-hmm. right? Because when you're, there's nothing worse than feeling out of control, right? It's the worst feeling in the world. You're locked out of your car. You're locked out of your house. You just want back in. And so that's one of the things that we're really good at. The guys are really good at because one of the things people believe in their minds is they're the only one to ever do this or do it this way. Mm-hmm. Or, people ask us all the time, can you get into my car? And, of course we can. You would just say, yeah, absolutely. And we'll tell you how we're going to do it. And we'll talk while we're doing it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it is difficult because we'll be unlocking somebody's house. You have somebody standing over your shoulder and they've never seen anyone do anything like this before.
Right.
So it almost looks like magic right there.
For me, it's magic. Yeah. No question about it. So. Absolutely.
Coming from a magician, Yeah.
Well, he is a magician on the side too. That's true.
And from the old days, it's like, are you coming out with the clothes hanger?
Yeah, right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
No more clothes hangers.
So Ace Unlocks, we've got the number. We should give that out right away in case we tell everybody, put this in your phone. The number again?
850-505-7545.
Okay. So with the heat, and there's a lot of considerations right now. Obviously, it's going to be a hot, hot day. But does that slow business down or how's business going?
Yesterday
right now
would show otherwise.
Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit. I mean, what are you seeing right now?
I'll tell you, our business is really predicated on movement, on people. Like the mm-hmm. more people move around, the busier we are. And I know that sounds strange, but it's true. So, the summer months are busier, not just because of tourism, but because people are out doing more.
Right.
You know? So big events like, you know, Blue Angels, that was a big event for us. 4th of July, big event. Like it also creates chaos, right? So anytime you're out of your normal routine, that's what causes you to lose your keys, lock yourself out.
Vacation brain.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right. You're just...
And we're coming up on back to school shopping.
Oh, yeah.
Fall will be very busy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That too. Yep. There's all... So anything that creates chaos or movement, that's what makes us busy. And that's for the emergency side of calls. Like, we do between 50 and 70 calls a day, just depending.
Wow.
I know, it's people don't realize.
That's amazing. I had no idea.
Right.
People come into the office and sit mm-hmm. while they're waiting on whatever they're waiting on.
Right.
And they are amazed at how many times the phone rings and how chaotic the office is.
Well, one of the things, too, that you mentioned earlier about the ETA, you know, mm-hmm. they've always been really good about that. Because
yeah.
especially when you feel vulnerable if you're on the side of the road
mm-hmm.
and you're waiting for someone to come help you.
And we actually do take that into account. Like, we always ask people, are you safe, right? We're in a safe location. And also, you know, where you are. If you are on the side of the internet, and we actually have unlocked cars, Andrew. Andrew McKay, everybody.
Yay.
So we actually have had people lock themselves on the side of the road mm-hmm. in the interstate.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, because, you know, so here again, chaos, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got a flat tire, walks around the side, closes the door, doesn't realize that they've locked themselves out of the car, came back in the car. And so that will take precedence, right? Because you don't want people sitting out on the side of the, you know, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So... and that's another thing that obviously takes precedence. Kids are locked in the car. Dogs are locked in the car. That's a big one.
Especially right now with the heat.
No,
it's brutal.
Yeah, the heat is. Yeah, you have, you have about 10 minutes to get in from the time you close that door. When it's it's 105
degrees.
It's going
to be 710 index today.
But what's in the car?
So within 10 minutes, a car that's sitting at, you know, if you get out at 72 degrees or 70 degrees, which is about what your car is, you got about 10 minutes before that raises to about 115.
Wow.
And, you know, internal body temperature, anything over 104 is very dangerous. So
mm-hmm.
you've got to get there quick. So call EMS, call the fire department.
911.
And they will actually call us. They actually do. Now I do recommend that you call us too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so, because we will immediately, like, I've been in the middle of rekey in a house, and people are really, this is one thing people are really cool about. I'll be in the middle of rekeying your house, and all of a sudden I'll just stop and say, hey, I got to go unlock a car.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I didn't realize I didn't have that on. Did you hear that?
No.
Somebody knew.
I apologize.
No, that's okay.
So,
you're good.
Yeah. And I'll leave to go unlock a, you know, if.
Because that's a priority call.
If I happen to be the closest, right. If I happen to be the closest one, we'll call somebody off of another job, go do the call, and then come back.
Well, I'm guessing you want to call EMS first, but you may get there before them.
Right. We try.
Yeah.
We really try. Now, we can't speed. We can't do anything, you know,
right.
So, and. And if it's getting close, once you get to that 10 minutes, man, it's just time. You just got to break the window.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to. So
okay.
it's one of those things. But, you know, so.
Okay. Well, we are here with Jenny and Chris Roney from Ace Unlocks. And I've been with this company many, many years. I'm one of their best clients, I'm embarrassed to say. However, I do want to say that we have a chance for you to call in and ask questions about your vehicle, maybe the type of lock you have, the fob you have, the year of your car, because they do so much in addition to the car services that we've been talking about this summer, but they have so many other things that they do. So if you have a question, text it on in at 850-437-1620. One of the questions that just came in from one of our listeners is asking, I want to buy an older American car for the new driver in my family.
Yes.
The one that just turned 16, I'm guessing.
Right on.
In what year do most American cars start having decent ignition lock protection from thieves?
It depends, but
that's interesting.
Honda began in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
Ford began in 96, 98. Chevrolet started in 92. So really, I mean, they're covered. It's unlikely that you'll buy a car right now that doesn't have some sort of transponder in it or some sort of security device. So, yeah, we've rolled in, what is that? So, 98, I can't even count. 98, 08, 18. Yeah, we're 30 years now.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So, that's interesting.
Yep.
Okay, so I touched on it a second ago, but tell me some of the other things that you do. I mean, it's you do a lot more than, I mean, it's very viable service, but important service. But what else do you do?
Oh, well, I mean, what do you want to speak on that?
Well, we do homes.
Right, obviously.
We do smart locks for front doors. We can rekey homes to make it all one key when you need it.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's
yes.
a good one. Yeah,
I've never heard of that.
People don't. People don't realize that you know they.
If you buy a house and you get handed a key ring full of keys,
right?
And you're like, "What do these go to?"
Wait a second. Know?
And you have to start going from door to door and try the keys and figure out what they go to. Mm-hmm. Well, we can come out and make it one key. Yeah.
Oh, I did. Okay.
Either with the locks that are already there, if they're in good working order and they all match, or we may have to replace a knob or something, a lock, so that it matches the rest of the
That's
the
a great thing. Correct. I didn't know you did that.
So
okay.
we do that. We also do commercial. We're also commercial locksmiths. So businesses uses for the same thing.
Yep.
Automotive, obviously. Safe work.
Oh, yeah.
Chris just actually got back from a convention. He took a week's worth of classes. He's always doing continuing education, and he's never going to say this, but I would put him up against any locksmith in the country. I think we're very fortunate to have him in Pensacola. He is very knowledgeable on the locksmithing community, not just country, like U.S., but he has contacts all over the world.
Interesting.
And so it's... 30
years is a long time.
It's a long time.
I would imagine. So if you're getting 50 to 70 calls a day, yes, it
well,
is.
Well, and those are active calls. Those are the ones that we complete. He's talking completed calls. The phone rings probably 250 to 300 times
no
a day.
No kidding. Wow. Well, security is an issue, and people want to be safe.
Sometimes people call, and we're able to solve their issue over the phone. So don't not call because you think it's a stupid
We do that a lot,
question.
Actually. That's a really good point.
I mean, it's
can you give an example of how that might of a situation
well,
maybe
for instance someone calls and their fob all of a sudden has stopped working and they think the only way to get it fixed is to change the battery, which is obviously you have to change the battery, but you can still drive that vehicle one time safely.
Yeah.
You take the fob and you put it, push it. If you have a start button, you push it up against the start button and you start the key with the fob in your hand, pushing the start button because it's got to read the transponder and that way it's close enough to take care of it. And you can get to us and we can change your battery. And then you can be on your way and it's
saved.
Taken care of.
A lot of people don't even realize that.
I didn't know that till Chris told me.
I seriously didn't. When we'll pull the key out of a fob sometimes and their eyes get wide open.
They don't even know that was in there.
I know. I had that experience.
I mean, it really does happen. And, you know, we make fun of it, right? We make fun of it. You're like, it's just, especially with new cars and, you know, things are constantly changing.
Well, because the car salesmen sometimes don't even
realize
it.
So,
right, that's true.
They don't know to tell you.
Well, with cars today, if, you know, they're hiding the locks now. So when you walk up to the door, you walk up to your driver's
door,
there's not even a lock there. It's either covered by a piece of plastic or, and now this has become kind of the standard, when you pull back on the door handle, a lock appears. And it's actually quite difficult to, you know, that way you can't see it. You would never know it's there. And how often do you look down? You just grab your door handle and get in.
Right.
So people don't know that if there's an insert in there and how to, you know, where do I put it? How about this? In a Lincoln Continental, it's in the front of the door.
What?
A Corvette, it's in the trunk.
I could never be in this business.
I mean, it's like, you know, it just depends on
so many.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the releases are all over the place. You just have to know, and it's a lot of information. Yeah, but we do it. That's what we do, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why you call experts.
Yeah, well, they are the experts, and this is the expert panel. So this we have Jenny and Chris Roney here with Ace Unlocks. They've been in business 30 years, almost 30 years. And I've said many times on the show that I'm one of their best clients. Although I've gotten better, I have gotten a lot better. But if you have a question for them, 850-4 437-1620. We'd love to hear from you. One of our listeners just texted in, I've been having issues with my trunk release. Mm. It doesn't seem to want to respond to my fob, and I have to have the fob almost next to it for it to work.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah.
I would love to know what the year, make, and model is. But based on that information.
Mm-hmm. You know, my car has that same thing. Yeah.
If the it should be, you know, so a lot of it has to do with where the receiver is in the car, right? So if you're close to the car, or say you're close to the door pillar, which is typically where the receiver is, or close to the front end, you know, the windshield, that's mm-hmm. that's usually where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it's working in close proximity and not far usually is a battery issue, normally, typically. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it can be other things, and we actually have tools that can measure. So, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, well, this is a fun one. So people come in because, you know, now you don't need a key to start your car anymore.
Correct.
You just get in and push a button.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you lose your keys in the car?
Oh, yeah.
And your car still starts and you don't know where your key is. So true story.
So we have a
tool that's pretty cool, and it's that rhymed, by the way.
So we have a tool that's pretty cool. Yes. Could be a new slogan for
you.
So
it takes two people, mm-hmm. right? One person sits in the driver's seat and pushes the start button while I walk around with this tool, and I'm looking for a signature. It's a signature that the key creates, not the car. And so we scan the entire car, and we can find the key. We almost always find it in the air conditioning vents or under the seat in an AC vent,
console.
Under the carpet. Like, we found tons of keys.
I think you should write a book.
God, it's always something.
I think it's always something.
Yeah, it really is.
Okay, got a nice text that just came in, and it's from Vicky, and she says, good morning, Meg. Ace just recently replaced 8 locks in my home to 1 key. I love it! Exclamation point.
Yay.
What a concept.
Exclamation right.
point.
Thank
Big
you for
smiley
your business.
Face.
Yeah. Thank you.
So eight locks to 1. That does make sense. You'd hate to be carrying 8 keys around. What a pain in the neck.
And it happens. You know, you buy a home, right? And they give you the key to the front door, but mm-hmm. you don't, you know, this happens a lot. So people lock themselves out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they really only use, do you ever notice? I mean, how often do you walk in any other door in your house?
Right.
Never, right? You always walk in that side garage door mm-hmm. or some people it's the front door mm-hmm. and that's it. Well, guess what happens if you don't put a key in a lock for years, that lock seizes.
What?
So let's talk
especially
about.
Especially here. Yeah. I mean, we have like salt air, humidity, all the bad stuff.
I would love it if people would call us for regular maintenance.
Talk about that. Do you offer that?
We do. Yeah. Yeah. Typically, it's just a service call because, mm-hmm. you know, there's not much, you know. Okay, so this is something that people don't often know. This is a good one, too. Do not put graphite in your locks.
No.
So the combination of
graphite. What?
Yeah,
no graphite.
Especially here.
I thought that was the answer.
No.
With the humidity.
It actually turns to glue in these locks when you put the salt air with it. Yeah. So, yep. And also, I'm not a big fan of it, and most locksmiths are, don't put WD-40 in your locks.
Oh, yeah. My father's turning over right now.
Right? So,
but the lock isn't.
You need a greaseless lubricant that will mm-hmm. go in there. It's typically used for something like guns. Because, you know, and I actually did a video on this. I put down some WD-40 and some other popular, lubricants, and then the stuff we use, which is called Houdini.
Mm-hmm. Appropriately named.
Yeah. Right? And I put my fingers in 1, 2, 3, and then I moved them to dirt. And when I lift it up, the Houdini has no dirt on my finger, and everything else does because it doesn't attract. It actually repels dirt.
Dust.
So, but speaking to the maintenance side, it would be beneficial for people to have us come out and just do regular maintenance. Now, what mm-hmm. would that include? Well, in some cases.
And how often?
I would say at least every year, once a year for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because have you ever walked up to your door and you have to either pull or push on it to turn the deadbolt?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. That's not good. So that, and typically that
Job
means,
on it.
Well, that usually, and believe it or not, that usually means I'll be able to get into your house much easier.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah. So if the latch isn't thrown fully, mm-hmm. then your house isn't secure. So that's why you can credit card, or you can actually use a screwdriver to throw bolts. And
that's
sometimes, I hate to say it, but especially when people are in a hurry at 2 a.m. and I walk up and I see a partially thrown bolt, I'll just reach in there with a screwdriver and throw it and walk. And they just look at me like, what just happened? Because it takes literally seconds. I'm like, you know, security is a unless it's done correctly. That's why this, you know, regular maintenance would really help, because we come out, we'll realign the door or realign the lock, right? Okay. And then we'll lubricate the lock, sometimes take it apart, put it back together, give you some suggestions on what. Sometimes you just need to replace them. You know, they're not making locks like they did back in 1912. Just to be honest with you, you know, we go into, you know, you go into East Hill and you see all these old homes and those locks still work. Wow. That's because they're made of brass.
If somebody say I lost my skeleton key.
Yeah. Yes. Now, people, and we do those. So go ahead. So I can talk forever.
No, it's great. We just got a question, which obviously people are interested in. One of our listeners is asking, so would a silicone lubricant work in those locks?
No, because silicone definitely attracts dirt. Try not to use a silicone-based lubricant. It really needs to be like a grease. They're called greaseless lubricants, and you can buy Houdini in small bottles. It's very expensive. I mean, even us, we pay like $18 a can. It's expensive, but it's really good. And the nice thing is, when it dries dry, which is neat, and it leaves a sheen in there, and it makes everything work really well.
Okay, got another question coming in. What about sliding glass doors? Does it really work to have the pole on the floor?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I have that. I'm sitting here holding my breath.
Absolutely.
So talk about that, the safety of sliding glass doors.
So, yes, they believe it or not, I mean, now, is there a way in? Yeah, you can, if you break, you'd have to work pretty hard to get into that, you know, but a broomstick put in that, I mean, and I don't mean loose, I mean put in there pretty, you know, not hard, but just firm. That's the best way to, it's still the best way to.
Interesting. Yep. Okay. Yep. But you can change the locks on the sliding glass doors too, right?
So that's a question. I really, really dislike sliding glass doors.
Uh-oh, I've hit a nerve.
No, it's okay. It's because there are so many different ones, and a lot of them are not serviceable. They're made by various companies. Those companies are hard to get. It's hard to get parts for.
They're doing that deliberately, so you'll have to replace them.
They really do. And, you know, and it makes it quite difficult. So, yeah, we typically secure them. There are, there's some pretty cool options out there, too, if you don't want to do a broomstick. There's actually a piece that, believe it or not, it just takes seconds to install. It sticks on your door. It's about the size of a playing card. And when you push the button in it, brings a wedge out and it keeps that door from opening because it's stuck on there pretty good. You can't get it off. I've tried to get, and they work really
well.
That
probably looks a little better too.
So yeah. And they sell those everywhere. You can get them on Amazon. You can get them on, you know, at Lowe's. We actually don't sell them. Why is that? I don't know why. It's pretty cool.
Good question.
I know.
Well, you never know what you're going to find out on Pep Talk.
We got all kinds of tchotchkes. You got to come in and see all the new stuff. We got some cool stuff. Hide-a-key stuff. You can. They just came out with
identification.
You knew about the rock, right?
Yes, that's what you told me.
And
about
everybody
the rock.
Thinks, oh, they're, you know, how often are you going to, how many, you know, going to pick up everybody's rocks? You know, I'm not going to put a rock in my. You know, yes, you can. Or how about a sprinkler head?
It was a good looking rock gave me. I'm sorry, but nobody notices it but me. I know where it is.
We have fake sprinkler heads now. We have.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, come in, yeah.
Wow.
We have RFID blocking. They're pouches. Yeah, they're pouches. Uh-huh. And that's how you can keep the key in your car now.
Interesting.
So if you want to keep a spare key in your car that the car
not
can't
in your
see.
Car.
Because you can't do the under the wheel wheelhouse. Remember, you could put them right underneath the wheel. You can't do that anymore.
You really can't. And there's, you know, I don't know if it's hard. You don't even realize it, but cars aren't made of metal anymore. They're made there's nothing really to magnetize them to. You could get up under the frame and put them there, but it's best. We're actually, the ones we sell now, they actually stick to the car, and you have to clean the spot really good. You know, I don't love them, but they're good for emergencies. You just have to check, make sure they're still there.
All right, I can't believe it has just flown by. We're talking with Jenny and Chris Roney, owners of Ace Unlocks. Give your contact information again. That phone number is so important.
850-505-7545. Save it before you need it.
Save it before you need it.
Yeah,
I love that.
That's right.
And you're also available for just kind of a list of all your skills. Cars and
automotive.
Cars, automotive. Yeah, automotive, residential, commercial, and safe.
Safe.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in. Ace Unlocks.